This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
In 1998, a 21-year-old gay man named Matthew Shepard was beaten and tied to a fence in Laramie, Wyoming. Matthew died from head injuries after spending 6 days in a coma. This murder brought national attention to hate crime legislation. It also received attention from the Tectonic Theater Company. The group traveled to Wyoming and created a documentary theater piece called The Laramie Project. Josh Bailey has directed this show for Big Dog Productions. Artistic director Steve Vernon and technical director Scott Davis joined us in the studio to talk about it. Here's Steve.
The theater company from New York, Tectonic, did over 200 interviews of Laramie residents, and everything that you hear on stage comes from those interviews or court transcripts. So the actors who are on stage are speaking the words of real human beings. You can find them on Facebook if you look for them, you know. So these are not just characters, they're real persons.
Every actor is doing 4 or 5 roles.
At least,
yeah. Right? So there's, you know, not only are there incredible emotional moments, but, you know, you're one character and then literally 2 minutes later, you're another character with another emotional hook. And so it's a very exhausting but also very uplifting kind of environment as you watch them jump from one character to the next
And that, another cool thing about that that deals with the structure of the show, in one scene you can be playing a 21-year-old lesbian, and then a couple scenes later you're someone who's very anti-homosexual, you know, so that most of the actors have the opportunity to play emotions and human beings all across the range from A to B, you know. So it's not just all you are the good guys, all of you are the bad guys. And the play does a really good job for the most part. Yes, there's villains in every story, but for the most part, it does an excellent job of not making everybody who was not supportive of what they call the gay lifestyle. Not all of those people are presented as villains. They're just presented as having different beliefs. There are moments of unexpected compassion towards people who, in careless hands, could be presented as negative human beings. I remember almost falling into this trap when I directed it for the first time. It's very hard not to become preachy with that material.
Not to make it a soapbox.
You know, and you really have to accept it in its purest form instead of trying to add your own agenda to it. The play has an agenda. There's no doubt about that. You do have to be very careful when presenting the material not to just go a little overboard with it.
Because it's not a gay show. It's not a hate show. It's a thinking show. I mean, you know, one of the things we talk about is hoping that members of the community come to see this because they don't know the story, because they've heard about it, but they don't remember it. And,
right.
And it's one thing when you've got a room full of people that support a cause you're doing or a theater piece you're doing, but it's even more exciting to me when you get somebody that really doesn't have an opinion one way or the other, and perhaps their opinion adjusts a little bit because of something they've just watched.
That was artistic director Steve Vernon and technical director Scott Davis from Big Dog Productions. The Laramie Project, directed by Josh Bailey and featuring a cast of 12 actors playing over 60 parts, is on stage at the Cape Fear Playhouse Thursdays through Sundays through June 25th. Find details at whqr.org.